As big cities were making plans for July 4th celebrations, the FBI was making arrests. Some of those rounded up, the FBI says, were talking about killing people during the holiday. FBI agents made a dozen terror-related arrests in the past month, and the FBI director said today that some were carried out to thwart planned attacks. Five of those arrests came in the New York area. Two others came in Boston, and investigators say a third man there, Usama Rahim, killed a month ago, originally planned attacks on July 4th. The FBI says all were communicating with ISIS figures overseas, responding to social media messages advocating violence blasted out to cell phones.
There is a device, almost a devil on their shoulder, all day long saying, kill, 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 kill.
The FBI says ISIS directs those who respond to the tweets to use applications like WhatsApp and Threema that encrypt a message as soon as it's sent and don't unscramble it until it's received. The company handling the message can't read it either, even when the government comes with a court order.
Our job is to look at a haystack the size of this country for needles that are increasingly invisible to us because of end-to-end encryption.
But many internet security experts say what the FBI wants, some way for the companies to capture and hand over the data, is a bad idea.
A debate on privacy versus security that's now heating up in Congress.